Settle in, athletes. Before you lace up, before you slide into the water, before you roll out of the transition tent, hear this. Endurance is not built in one heroic session. It is built in the quiet, repeatable details. At Third Coast Training, we do not chase magic. We chase mechanics. We chase consistency. We chase the small changes that add up to a faster, stronger, more confident triathlete. Start with the swim. The water is where race day often begins, but it is also where most athletes waste energy. Keep your head down. Keep your hips high. Do not fight the water, move with it. Your first three strokes after the start matter. Control your breath. Find your rhythm. Do not panic. A calm swimmer is a fast swimmer. In the pool, the catch is everything. Your hand enters softly, extends forward, and pulls with your body, not just your arm. Think long, smooth, controlled. If your arms are doing all the work and your body is spinning, you are leaking power. High elbows, strong lats, relaxed shoulders. Your kick is not the engine. It is the stabilizer. Keep it small, light, and efficient. Now move to the bike. This is where you build the race. Bike power is not about mashing hard from the first turn. It is about making the right effort sustainable. If you are in the base or mid-season, train your aerobic engine. Hold a steady power, a steady cadence, and a steady position. If you are in the build, add intervals with purpose. You want the bike to feel powerful, not fragile. Cadence is your friend. Around 85 to 95 RPM is a strong target for most triathletes, depending on your fitness, bike, and race effort. Do not let your legs spin out of control, and do not let them grind into a dead, heavy rhythm. Smooth is fast. Efficient is fast. If your power spikes and drops, your run will pay the price. Position matters. On the bike, you want to be aerodynamic without losing control. Keep your shoulders down, your core engaged, and your hands relaxed. A tight, clenched grip steals power. A stiff neck steals comfort. You should feel strong, stable, and able to hold your position for hours. If you are constantly shifting, your body is telling you something is off. Fueling on the bike is not optional. It is a skill. Practice your nutrition plan in training. Know how many grams of carbohydrate your body can handle. Know what drinks you can tolerate. Know when you will eat. On race day, you do not get to experiment. A well-fueled athlete can hold effort. A poorly fueled athlete fades, cramps, and loses focus. Now the run. The run is where the race is won and lost. It starts in the gym, in the strength session, in the long run, and in the brick workout. Your legs need to be resilient. Your hips need to be stable. Your core needs to hold your posture when you are tired. A fast run is not only a fast run. It is a strong, durable run. Cadence on the run is a simple, powerful cue. Aim for a quick, light stride. Around 170 to 180 steps per minute is a useful target for many triathletes. Do not overextrude. Do not heel pound. Keep your body tall, your shoulders relaxed, and your arms driving with control. When you are tired, your form breaks first. Train your form before you train your speed. Brick workouts are where swim to bike and bike to run become real. Do not treat them as punishment. Treat them as rehearsal. After a bike, your legs will feel heavy. That is normal. Your goal is to stand up, settle your cadence, and run with control. If your first mile is garbage, your next 5 miles will be worse. Ease the start. Trust the training. Race day execution is not about feeling perfect. It is about following the plan. The swim should be controlled. The bike should be steady. The run should be resilient. Do not let the first 20 minutes decide the whole race. Pacing is a skill. Negative splits are a choice. A smart athlete manages effort, not just emotion. Your transition is part of the race. Keep it simple. Keep it practiced. Know where your shoes are. Know where your helmet is. Know what you are eating. Do not fumble. Do not rush into a mistake. A fast transition is not flashy. It is calm, rehearsed, and efficient. So here is the standard. Swim with control. Bike with power. Run with cadence. Race with patience. You have done the work. You have spent the early mornings, the long rides, the hard intervals, and the honest recovery days. Now trust the process. Own the details. And when the starting horn sounds, you will not be hoping to be fast. You will already be fast. That is third coast training. Now go execute.